We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Yud Aleph. So the Chafetz Chaim had mentioned that the Torah says when you offer a bird offering, don't offer the crop, because that's where the animal digests the food, and that food is food that the bird steals. Birds ordinarily fly into other people's crops and steal, and the Torah says, I don't want that on the altar. So that's telling us something about the importance of honesty. God says, even the bird. What do you want with the bird? Right, but the crop is still filled with grains that the bird ate illegally. You can't control the bird. A bird takes other people's crops. God says that doesn't go on the altar. So the Chafetz Chaim says a person has to realize that through thievery, a person loses not only spiritually, but also in this world. It cleans a person out. God ensures that a person meets up with someone who is tougher than himself, more difficult than himself, and then God pays a person back for his thefts through that person. IRS, yeah. כמו שאמרו חז"ל, as our sages taught, כל מה שאדם גוזל וחומס בעולם הזה, אינו יוצא מעולמות שאחרים בוזזים אותו. God ensures that whatever we steal in this world still, God sends people to steal it back from them, to loot the person. וגם הבוזז הזה, and it's a cycle, and this person who looted, שהוא חושב שהוא עומד בפני הכל, he thinks he's the muscle man, he could stand up to everyone. גם עליו כשתתמלא סעתו, when he fills his lot, when in heaven they say enough, ימצא הקדוש ברוך הוא אנשים שהם רעים וקשים גם ממנו. So God brings people who are tougher and more difficult than him, and they bust his chops. ויחלו גם אותו, and they wipe him out. כמאמר התנא באבות, as the Tana says in Pirkei Avos, you know the Mishnah, אף הוא ראה גולגולת אחת שצף על פני המים, Hillel saw a skull floating on the waters, and he said to the skull, "Al da'atef tatfuch, why were you killed? You were murdered because you murdered someone else. You drowned someone else, so they drowned you. V'sof mitafayich yitufun, and the ones who drowned you, don't worry, they'll be drowned too." So there's a cycle. God takes care in the world. So a person has to realize that by stealing, he's just ensuring that someone's going to come after him. It might not be the person he stole from. It might be the IRS. It might be another agency or another body or another hooligan. But I'm not saying the IRS are hooligans. But a person has to realize that in this world there's a payback for thievery.